Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Well, hey there, boys and girls. Lord knows how the hell you found this unforsaken, godforsaken show, but welcome aboard, whether it be by accident, on purpose, or you lost a bet. Welcome. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93, along with my fashion consultants. And personal chauffeur, the great Cabby. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. On this, you know, it's Monday, and it should, and this December 5th should be a national holiday. And you want to know why it should be a national holiday? Because it was on this day, December 5th, 1933, that the Volstead Act was repealed, the 18th Amendment to the Constitution. It was repealed by the 21st Amendment, which is the name of a lot of bars.
Right. And what year was this?
The 18th Amendment came into effect January of 1919. December 5th, 1933, the 21st Amendment, which repealed the 18th Amendment, which was prohibition. On this day in 1933, not like anyone was not doing it anyway, you could drink legally, damn it. And there was a great documentary, and I forgot who did it. It was either the History Channel or the documentary channel. Talking about how it was the Southern conservatives and members of the Klan who actually were pushing for prohibition, the Volstead Act.
Sure.
And in doing so, what they did was they opened the doors to immigration and crime, opening the speakeasies, bringing jazz to the forefront, and mixing races in the North. It's the Klan's fault that we had jazz, basically. It's a long, convoluted story, but it's really interesting, actually.
And Trump.
And it was the mob that eventually brought down the Klan in a very roundabout way. Anyway, we're going to talk about Trump. God, don't mention it.
No, I'm just saying the Klan, you know, they've been recruiting hippies out of Haight-Ashbury last few months. So.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
There's posters all over the Haight.
Pulaski, Tennessee.
Join us.
That's where the Klan was founded, by the way. The hometown of Anna Mae Bullock. Better known as Tina Turner, who just turned 75 the other day. 1-800-878-7529. God help each and every one of you poor sons of bitches. You have found Sports Overnight America. Go Temple!
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148.
Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
When I took over this farm from my dad, I knew our future success required making major changes in our operations. That meant adding acreage, more and bigger equipment, investing in powerful technology, hiring employees. We even started a seed business. Fortunately, working together with Grinnell Mutual and my local farm mutual, my agent was able to cover everything. I call that progress.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Imagine a man who takes money out of a child's piggy bank and puts in IOU.
That was from the bank dick, W.C. Fields.
I was at a dance.
He will have died on Christmas. It will be 70 years since W.C. Fields passed away.
I thought you were talking about our buddy there in Houston.
Who?
The piggy bank story there. No.
Annette.
Like an intro.
I guarantee you. This is one of the very few sports shows in history that will use Annette Funicello as rejoining music.
Blame it on the bossa nova with his magic spell.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I'm Jerry Burke. And for the first time since 1967, my Temple Owls are a league champion.
Dun, 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 dun. The greatness of the Owls.
That is the Owls.
Yes, that is the Owls.
They were a two-point underdog.
Should we say who?
Let's see, the over-under. I'll tell you what the over-under. What do you think? The final score is Temple 34, Navy 10. What do you think? That's 44. What do you think the over-under was in that one?
I don't do math.
Would you have taken 59 and a half?
No.
Marco D'Angelo from WagerTalk.com said he made some bucks on Temple. I know
that Pitt game wasn't over.
This would be a great prop bet. If you don't know, Pitt and Syracuse played a couple of weeks ago in football, and the final score in not eight quarters was 76-61 Pitt.
Right.
Okay. I would be a great prop bet because I know Pitt plays Syracuse in basketball. Yeah. What was that? So, 137 points in football, right? In the basketball game, do you think between the two of them, they'll score 137 points in a college hoops game?
Oh.
That would be a great prop bet, wouldn't it?
No, it would just be funny, right?
I know, but that would be a great prop
bet. It's just a number, right. But no, you can always shift the odds to whatever number you want.
No, I'm just saying, will Pitt and Temple, Pitt and Syracuse's basketball game score more points than Pitt and Syracuse's football game?
Now, you know what a teaser is, right? Yes. You get 6 points, take it off. So if your team's a 7-point
Yeah, okay, fit. Why are you making this harder than it's supposed to be?
No, I just was going to say the best kind of betting is like what you just
said.
It's called, instead of taking the 6 points, you give the 6 points.
I understand, but I'm not talking about it. I'm talking about that is would be one of the great prop bets of all time. Will Pitt and Syracuse's basketball game score more points than Pitt and Syracuse's football game?
I got another one for you.
What's that?
Pitt and Syracuse. Was the a single score of either team alone higher than the over?
Okay, you're making it way too difficult. Boys and girls of all ages, it is time for the intellectual portion of the program.
That's right.
The intellectual portion of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Enough math.
Trying to do it. Clap, 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 clap. And for the intellectual portion of the program, boys and girls, we head to the great state of Texas, where John Updike said you can look further and see less than any other place on planet Earth. Well, Gene Autry. Clap, 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 clap. Deep in the heart. In a game that took place on Sunday, where the Packers actually covered, believe it or not. The Packers were a 7-point favorite at home against the Houston Texans. Despite the fact that Green Bay's defense is just like one of the worst of all time. A 21-13 win in the snow at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Identical score with the Charger game.
Yeah. Dude. I'm sure they were really thrilled. Total offensive yards for both teams, 307 for Texas, for Houston, 309 for the Pack. The big difference, though, my computer will stop screwing up on here.
Tennessee had a bye. No.
The big thing here, though, was the fact that the Packers put more points on the board.
Osweiler
threw two TDs, no interceptions, though. Other than that.
I never realized the Green Bay Packer announcers call him A-Rod. I've never heard it before. Then I'm listening to Satellite, the Green Bay game, and A-Rod throws downfield.
A-Rod. Not A-Rod. A-Rod, they call him. A-R-R-O-D. By the way, for the intellectual portion of the program, like I said, Texas, where you can look further and see less than any other place on earth, to go to Galveston County, the hometown of Jack Johnson, first African-American heavyweight champion, won the title from Tommy Burns in 1908.
112 rounds.
Lost it. No, he knocked him out in the 15th. And lost it in the 26th round to Jess Willard on Boxing Day 1915 in Havana, Cuba. The great Christian joins us here. How are you doing, Christian? Welcome to Sports Overnight.
I'm doing all right, Jerry Burke, except for the fact that it's raining around where I'm at.
How does this affect? How does this affect me?
It is the winter.
How does this affect me?
Yes.
Although it did have some pretty heavy rains down there.
Well, I mean, come to think of it, you guys are living up in freezing. Well, not really all that freezing temperatures.
It's 58 degrees. It's 58.
No, we hit 40 last night. But
no, yeah, it was 40.
That's low for us.
Yeah, that's 40. Low for us. Yeah. I mean, last time it's, you know, you've had more snow more recently than we have. Last time we had snow was 1978.
Edmonton and Minnesota played tonight. I think they were in 9. But I'm not sure if it was 9 degrees.
9 degrees, yeah. It's the Minnesota or Alberta. Anyway, go ahead, Christian.
All I'm saying is the weather's a hell of a lot more crazier here than it is over there.
Have you ever spent a summer in San Francisco?
No, I have not.
Yeah, well,
there you go.
You know, Samuel Langhorne Clemens was right. I mean, it's not like we're freezing. It just never gets in the summertime. I love when people come here on vacation. They come here with like their shorts it's freezing. And
no, and we're always at the ocean temperature.
Yeah,
the ocean is a natural balancing temperature.
We're a peninsula surrounded on three sides by an ice cold bodies of water
between 50 and 60 degrees
in the fog. Yeah. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing all right, other than the fact that my Texans lost, and now they pretty much have to win out every single game.
Yeah.
What, are they still in first, or Tennessee is tied? Or?
Technically, they're in tied. Yeah. I'm trying to get the standing here, but my computer is like completely.
You got plenty. You're fine.
I know Tennessee's like. I mean, look, you can't win everyone. You're from Houston. It was snowing in Green Bay, and you know the Packers. Hey, come on. This is two straight games they've won.
No, I've been hearing bad things about Osweiler, too, though. He's not, like, hitting his targets.
Well, I see. You know, he didn't do all that badly.
Really? Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah. Two TDs, no interceptions.
Yeah, he had the trouble with the Chargers last week. But
anyway, Chris.
I can understand that, but to be honest, down to the Texans, and I'm not trying to lie to y'all, but when it comes down to the Texans, they have to win out the last four games of their season. Even if they lose one, do you think that their playoff chances are still in jeopardy?
In the AFC South, nobody.
Yeah, look at your division,
They may not even have to play.
I wish the Chargers were in that division.
You know, I mean, like I said, my computer just fried up on me.
I'll give you a good one. I like the Chargers, right? And they're in last place. I mean, this is a great – I actually don't – this year I'm so content because the Chargers are in last, but it's the rest of the division is a ball buster. The Chargers came into Tampa Bay game today, and they had three teams win before they started playing.
Tampa would be in the playoffs if it started today.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, then Tampa Bay took out Seattle.
By the way, there's a new film on ESPN, one of their 30 for 30s, about the Buccaneers. It's called 0-26, and it talks about it with the
playoffs. I was there.
It's brilliant. The way it's not talking in this. You know, these guys. A lot of the players that were on those teams, and it's really, really good. All right, hold on here, Christian.
Would you like some scores? 6-0 against the Pack. They lost.
Would you stop? I'm going to talk. All right, here we go. Bay. All right, Christian, you're tied up at six. You're 6-6. Tennessee's at 6-6. Indy's playing the Jets tomorrow, and if they pull that one out, they'll be 6-6 as well.
Nice.
Yeah, that's pretty much going to be a crazy situation because we all know damn well that this upcoming Sunday's game between the Texans and the Colts is going to be one for the ages.
What are you worried about? It's the Colts. Yeah. The Colts are
I got a good one for you. Christian, would you rather win a football game 24-3, or would you rather win 31-30 winning drive at the end of the fourth quarter?
Does it matter?
No, which would you? You'd rather have the 31-30, right? And that's how the division works out. You got a three-way tie for first. That perfect scenario any way you look at it. Of course, you got to be the one that wins out of those three.
Yeah, let's see. Finally. By the way, the Biggity in Kansas City on Thursday night. That's going to be fun.
It's a little early, huh?
Houston at Kansas City. Houston's at Indy. Denver is at Tennessee. That's going to be a tough
one. Oh, there you go. There's a cheer up right there.
Yeah. So let's put it this way. Somebody's going to be in. Somebody's going to be out after this week. Yeah.
What?
My Chargers, they'll be playing at Torrey Pines.
Ravens. My Ravens are going to New England on Monday night.
We're looking at the dog leg there on the 18th hole.
Okay, you're being an ass right now. That's all there is to it. You're not making any sense, and it's not even funny. What else is on your mind? By the way, I actually watched an MMA while I was waiting to get a pizza yesterday.
Ooh.
And it's okay, fine. It was a flyweight thing. It was on Fox Sports 1. I don't know.
We're old men, dude. It's the youth market. They love that stuff.
I like the girls. I've been to a couple of them. So what else is on your mind, Christian?
We're still an old man.
Well, it's cool that you watched MMA.
I had no choice. It was a pizza place, and it was on their TV.
He was forced.
It was on their TV. What are we supposed to say?
And two guys had to hold them down.
Just shut up. I'm here. Change the channel, right? Really? Come on.
Hey, at least you're starting to enjoy a new sport. That's all that I
like the girls that they have on this ringside.
Oh, I'm there.
Ringside chicks are always a distraction to me. I mean, I really don't care much for that. But still, moving on to another topic.
Uh-huh.
And I know baseball season's been over with, but the Astros just re-signed Carlos Beltran.
That means Mr.
I'm more impressed with Reddick.
Mr. Incognito, he's you're going to like him.
That's a great arm defensively.
Cool beard.
Yeah, a little bit of power, a little bit of a veteran for the younger players.
Yeah.
It's a good move.
It's Houston.
Beltran. I'm supposed to get excited about that.
Yeah. Encarnación might be signing with the Red Sox.
I'm still mad the A's got rid of Valencia.
With the A's.
Seattle. Yeah, treat him in the division.
I'm sorry, Chris. Go ahead.
I mean, seeing the fact that Carlos Beltran has provided the Astros so much torment, originally leaving because of money and being on so many different teams so much to the point where he screwed the Astros over.
He's the reason they sucked for so many years.
Yes.
It's his fault entirely.
I thought he started with Kansas City. Beltran.
Do you think that the Astros resigning Carlos Beltran would give the team a new feeling?
No,
I'm going with Reddick.
The reason they're signing him is to win baseball games. Period. End of conversation. They're not signing for
a good DH. Get him in there.
They want him to win ball games. That's right. As far as the field at home, I'm trying to get to. God, this thing is a piece of crap. This computer is going out the window today. It is.
So, what about Reddick? You're not that excited
about him?
I thought
you'd be more stoked about that. Yeah.
Josh Reddick.
By the way, the Yankees have signed Matt Holliday. I didn't even know he was still in the league.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. He's supposed to go to Toronto.
Now he's going with the Evil Empire.
But as far as Josh Reddick is concerned, I'll be excited when spring training happens.
You're going to like him. He's a lot of fun, and he's a good guy, too.
Here's another one with the Ranger fans in the same division. Is Baseball America, the magazine, they said that Texas Rangers had the best minor league organization last year.
Well, that's the first time I think the Nats/Expos organization hasn't won it in 20 years.
Texas? No. I thought Expos was Washington. Oh, Washington.
Yeah, I said Nats.
Oh, who's Washington getting? They're getting somebody good.
I don't know if I'm finding out right now. I'm trying to find the Houston.
Oh, yeah, they're in the bid for
what's his name?
A great player.
Yeah, McCutchen out of Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
They're talking about a McCutchen trade. Andrew McCutchen maybe going to the Nats. That would be.
That would give him an edge on the Cubs.
You think?
A little bit.
Just a little
What do you think about that one, Christian?
What I think about what?
McCutcheon going
Andrew,
to
there's a pretty good chance Andrew McCutcheon is going to be a Washington National come opening day. Pretty good chance.
Well, that should be exciting. I mean,
best center fielder in baseball.
With Steven Strasburg as the pitcher over there, I'm pretty sure that they are going to need a lot more excitement in field, right?
Oh yeah, that Bryce Harper guy is boring as hell.
No, but anytime you add that kind of talent to an already set lineup, everybody sees better pitching.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody gets a little fatter.
And like I said, he's a fantastic center fielder. Is what they need. I mean, Jim Taylor is not the best in the world, but
no pitcher is going to want to see that lineup.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And the reason they're getting him is because they don't want Bryce Harper playing center field. He runs into things.
Uh huh.
He just says, yeah. So, hey, Christian, we have got to go, my friend. But you know what?
No Rockets.
Yeah, quick. Yeah, Rockets have won 7 of their last 10. They're not looking too bad right now.
Hey, I understand that, but I know you. You don't want to talk about basketball until after Christmas.
The NBA doesn't even. The NBA doesn't
actually
even, the
after the finals.
The NBA doesn't even care about the NBA until around Christmas time.
I don't want to hear about them until after the finals.
Exactly. Yes. Christian.
Thanks for having me on. I'll talk to you on
social media.
Here.
And you can do so by following us on Twitter. I like that kid a lot. I really do.
Yep.
You can follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight, although we're really lazy about that. And we don't want to compete with Mr. Trump for his tweets.
Nope.
You can like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or you can just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. And we come back, Gabby.
Yes. Republicans.
Do you want to host a goddamn show?
No.
We're going to talk about a guy. I got to find out how you can ask for somebody to get. You know what you're going to say? You're laughing for no reason.
Nope. I want to hear it.
There is a guy who played. He retired when I was 8 years old. He won two Super Bowls, played in three Super Bowls, has some of the best stats in NFL history in an era where they really didn't throw with all that much, 60s and very early 70s, and he's never even been on a ballot for the Hall of Fame, and we're going to talk about that next. I'm going to tell you this guy's stats. I'm not going to tell you who he is, but you'll know the name when you hear it. He went to Virginia Tech. That's the only hint I'm going to give you.
Oh, okay? No good. It's before my time.
He played with the Rams, the Packers, and the Vikings. That's the other hint. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I ain't nobody rather.
From my freshman year in high school, In Through the Outdoor, a little Led Zeppelin. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. So this gentleman retired at the end of the 1973 season, in which he played in a Super Bowl with the Minnesota Vikings, losing to the Dolphins in Super Bowl VIII in Rice Stadium. Prior to that, he spent 8 years with the Packers, and he won an NFL title, well, three NFL titles, technically, and then in the first two Super Bowls, okay? Because the NFL title. And then before that, he was with the Rams, and there's some pretty decent Ram teams as well. After my friend gets done gagging over here. Are you back? Are you
no,
alive?
No, but I'll be all right.
All right, yeah, okay.
Yeah. I'm dying in front of you.
Yeah. He played in, 189 regular season games. Started in about 110. Has almost 800 receiving receptions for his career. About 15,000 yards, and he averaged about 17 and a half yards per reception for his career.
So it was long distance, yep.
And according to Pat Summerall, he ran some of the best patterns in NFL history.
I'm thinking Vikings, but I can't name.
He only played 1 year with the Vikings in 73. Carroll Dale. Remember Carroll Dale?
I vaguely.
Okay, yeah. How most people would know Carroll Dale, it would be the Bart Starr touchdown in the Ice Bowl that won that game against the Cowboys. You'll see a number 84, put his hands up in the air and jump up. That's Carroll Dale. The play was the Brown right 31 wedge on two. Carroll Dale was Brown right, the wide receiver. And when he heard Brown right, he was like, oh, Christ, they're going to throw it to me. Then he heard 31 wedge. He's like, I'm safe. But I've interviewed him. This is a guy whose statistics are better than two-thirds of the wide receivers that are in the Hall of Fame. Better than two-thirds of them.
Easy.
And he hasn't even he was on the ballot once, I think 5 or 6 years after he retired. And for some reason,
Could it be like in the old days, if you bounced like to 3-4 teams, they weren't,
well, he was
too receptive.
He was traded from the Rams after, after how many years did he play with the Rams? He played... 5 years with the Rams, then he was traded to the Packers. He played 8 with the Packers, and then just the 1 year with Minnesota, which that's not all that. It's not like he was like bouncing all over the league. It's not like he played 2 years here, 1 year there, 2 years here. It was 8-5-1.
Right.
But how he has not even got on the ballot for the Hall of Fame is in the not the old. What do they call that? Not the old timers. What do they call that?
Reporters or
no. When they have the
old timer game,
the old timers when they voted and got players who we played like a long time ago.
Oh, the bypass law or whatever. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, how he has not gotten in there is beyond me. He was fast. He was a deer. He ran great patterns. I mean, he was.
I'm still on baseball Hall of Fame. I think it's ridiculous the curriculum or the criteria they use.
Here he goes. He 8,277 yards, 438 career receptions. Right? He averaged 18.9 per reception, and he scored
in an era where there was no pass.
52 touchdowns. I mean. And how he's never even gotten there is just absolutely beyond me. I've interviewed him. He's a great guy. And I'm going to find out. See, I know how you can get someone nominated for the Naismith Hall of Fame. I know how that's done because I grew up near that. But I got to find out how he can get on that list for the older players. I mean, that's
right. Grandfather.
That's it. But I got to find out how that's done because he was a fantastic ball player. I mean, he went through a stretch. He went through, starting in 1963, 34 receptions, 32, 20, 37, 35, 42, 45, and 49. Right. Over
and 14 games.
Yeah, in 14 games. I mean, it's just in an era where they did not throw that much, especially with the Packers.
Right.
You know, I mean, they threw from Boyd Dollar, but, I mean, that's...
No, some teams did have the, Lenny Dawson and...
Well, was AFL, though.
Right. No, I'm just meaning...
The AFL people threw all the time, but this is the Packers for the most part. You know,
speaking of great players, sidetrack, did anything ever come of that sending O.J. Simpson postcards in prison?
Yeah, but I'm not allowed to talk about it just yet.
No!
Yeah.
Oh!
Yep.
Yep. I've been curious for like a month now, so I'm like...
By the way, some of you are get up early on Mondays. First off, haha. Welcome to the 21st Amendment Celebration Day.
Wake up,
damn it.
We are commencing now, but you go to work.
Yep. Some of our bars are still open.
Right.
And if they're not, we'll find an after-hour place.
Oh, yeah. Plus, on the internet, just app it, and boom.
Plus, I have booze here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. Just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. God help each and every one of you poor sons of bitches. Wake up, damn it. Get your lazy asses out of bed.
Long live Babe Ruth. Well, he drank during Prohibition.
Everybody drank during Prohibition.
Well, I'm just saying, it's a federal offense.
It's the Volstead Act. That's what it's
called.
Right. Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 93.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Who knows what will be peddled for truth on this network?
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim Walker. He a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask on.
If this comes out today, is it popular?
In circles, yeah.
But as big as it was then back then?
Boy.
I think no way.
You know, here's the thing.
You got to be kind of pop, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how talented you are, as long as you got sizzling out.
You
got
to have sizzle on the steak. And it doesn't matter what genre either, by the way.
It doesn't matter how talented you are either.
No, there's got to use, I mean, use talent still wins out.
No.
But
okay, yeah, in the long run. Yes. In the long run. Do you think 30 years from now we're going to be hearing from Pink or Lady Gaga? I'm telling you right now, 30 years from now, people will still be buying this CD. Well, they won't have CDs then, obviously.
No, I think Lady Gaga will. Lady Gaga has talent, a lot of talent. She's a writer, Jerry. You know, she wrote for a lot of different people. Why are you hitting the microphone?
Hello, what happened? What did you do with Chris?
Hey, you got to read about her.
Mm-hmm.
See, she was writing for people before you. And listen, I'm not sitting around listening to Lady Gaga. But I've saw some stuff on her, and she's very talented. She's been a writer. She's been around a lot longer than you think.
All right, maybe.
She put together a full rock opera and went around the country. I mean,
huge. That's original. Pete Townsend never did that. Roger Waters never did that.
Yeah, but she's writing it all herself.
Pete Townsend.
All herself.
Townsend wrote Tommy. He wrote Quadrophenia. Waters.
Yeah, but he was in a band. She wrote it all by himself. She's front row. She's not sitting behind somebody
else.
Are
you trying to compare Lady Gaga to Pete Townsend? Are you really? I'm going to use your words.
No, really? You're bringing up somebody from the 70s, and you're pissing on Lady Gaga, and I'm telling you Lady Gaga has some serious talent.
Compared to Pete Townsend. Did you really just do that? Please tell me you didn't do that. Because you made me speechless. I didn't think that was possible.
You really think she has no? Do you know anything about her?
I know she's not as talented as Pete Townsend.
I'll just say this: research it, go find out about her. Because I knew nothing about her either. I would be like, "Who the hell's Lady Gaga?" And then once you research it, and you find out what she's about and what she has done, you'll have a newfound respect.
Okay, maybe.
But you're trying to compare someone who's been in the business. How old is he?
Townsend's been around since 64. So Townsend's
okay.
Been 67.
And you're comparing to someone in their 20s.
But my point,
I'll just tell you this.
Chris, Townsend was
20. If you did comparable age.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Do you want to do comparable age?
If you compared him at the same ages.
Yes, I will do that.
She would dwarf him in cash and popularity.
Bulls. Chris, the man wrote Tommy when he was 23. Tommy!
She made $123 million last year.
I don't care if she made more money than
God. You don't know anything about her, and you don't respect her.
You know nothing about her.
Wait, hold on.
You're going to go on a national radio program, and you're going...
You don't know anything about her.
You're going to compare...
Go look. You don't know anything about her.
You're going to compare Lady Gaga to Pete Townsend? Are you high?
You don't know anything about her.
I don't have to. That's like, I don't have to, Chris.
No, that is so unfair. Then you know what? That is like in sports. So you're saying like in modern day athlete to now, doing great things cannot live up to somebody who did stuff in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Chris, are you trying to tell, really? Now, look, just back up for a second. Try not to be.
You know nothing about her.
Okay, fair
she
enough.
She's got like over 1 million people following her on Twitter.
Chris, we're talking.
And you don't even know about
Chris.
You are a social media. You know nothing about it.
Chris.
You even on Twitter?
No,
I mean, you even understand Twitter?
I understand. I just don't like Twitter.
No. There comes a thing to where Lady Gaga in some areas is far more popular than Oprah.
Well, that's big.
You don't even know. You know nothing about that. I don't even know why I'm defending this girl.
Here's my point.
I'm not a fan. Chris. I'm saying you know nothing about her. You tell me Pete Townsend is bigger than Oprah. Pete Townsend is a pimple on Oprah's ass.
Pete Townsend.
Oprah? Oprah.
Commercially? Of course not. Of course Oprah's bigger. Of course she is.
Okay, now Lady Gaga, in some forms of, like, they do this stuff with PR and social media, she's bigger than Oprah.
Okay, fair
so
enough.
You're acting like she's nobody? You're out of your mind.
I'm speaking
just
out of pure
talent. Just because he did.
I'm speaking out of pure talent.
No, the guy wrote
Who's Next, for Christ's sake.
That has a...
That's like arguably the greatest rock album ever done.
You are such a stoner music guy from the old days. Lady Gaga has a tremendous amount of talent and popularity, and you made her seem like just because Pete Townsend wrote Tommy. Hey, dude,
Chris,
I'm telling you now, Lady Gaga dwarfs Oprah and stuff, and that will tell you how big she is right
fair
now.
Fair enough. But here's what I want you to do.
Comparable. Did I say comparable? I said comparable.
No.
Pete Townsend at 23 was what? Was what?
Was writing Tommy and Who's
So
Next?
What, writing Tommy? What does that mean?
Tommy is the seminal
Who knew rock. Who he was?
Everyone knew who Pete Townsend
no,
was.
No.
He was a headliner at Woodstock, for Christ's sake. The Isle of Wight Festival. Chris, if we...
Dude, that is a drug, in fact, concert.
No. Oh, my God. I can't believe we're...
Wait. Okay, you're going to say right now, yes. A person who is as popular as she is... on social media, which means every American and people around the world are all
purely on
in
talent.
Computers.
I'm talking purely on talent. Are you trying to tell
me? No, we're not talking talent.
I am talking about talent.
Well, because that's all you got, because you cannot talk popularity. You can't talk money.
Christ.
She dwarfs him at the same
Vanilla
age in their
Ice
careers.
Sold more albums than Traffic, for God's sake. You're going to tell me that Vanilla Ice is more talented than
I will
than
tell
Stevie
you
Winwood?
Right now, Lady Gaga... At where she is,
and I'm the one who gets
and
called
Pete
flaky.
And Pete Townsend, where he was, her career was further than his.
And you call me flaky? You want to? I tell you, next time you're in town, you and I are going to go down to the ship, or we'll go down to the Gold Dust or something like that. We will arbitrarily pick 10 people. You can even pick the 10 people. I don't care who they are. I don't care if it's the guy begging for quarters out in front of the building. For God's sake, we'll go up there, and you get up there, and you say, "Listen, let me ask you something." Comparably speaking, who do you think is more talented, Pete Townsend or Lady Gaga?
But you're comparing a man who's in his 60s to a young girl.
He was in his teens and early 20s when he was writing some of the greatest rock songs ever written, Chris.
She's huge. You think she's some chump. You think she's some chump.
I'm not saying she's some chump. She's all over the damn BART stations with her posters and everything.
She thinks she's some chump.
You're trying to think she's bigger than The Who? Come on.
Whoa. We're not comparing The Who. We're trying to talk individuals.
All right, Pete. Okay, you're trying to say she's bigger than Pete Townsend as far as
Pete Townsend in music, individually.
In music circles.
Oh, by far.
In music circles.
Pete Townsend. What has Pete Townsend done on Pete Townsend?
Hey, what are you talking about? He did White City. He did All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes. He did Broken. He did Empty Glass. He went up there and he did.
Pete Townsend toured on his name and made millions on his name, not The Who, and not what he did with The Who. This chick's done it all on her own.
He made a bucket of money just on his name.
She was born in '86.
I was God Almighty. I was 21 years old.
And by the way, I think she made close to $200 million last year.
I don't care. She made $200 billion, Chris. Money's not important. It's not how much you make. Wait, okay. So Jim Croce died broke. Are you trying to tell me that there are people?
She did it on her own.
Oh,
you're talking about a guy that had to be in a band. She's done it on her own.
No,
that doesn't mean anything. Wait a minute, that doesn't mean anything. You mean someone who wrote for she did songs for different groups, and then she went out on her own. On her own, she's not in a band. She's not in a band called The Who. It's her deal. She's the one.
The Who. If it weren't for Townsend, there is no... Okay, Chris, I'm going to explain this to you.
No.
I'm going to explain it to you like I'm explaining it to
Tiger
you.
Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods or Derek Jeter? Tiger Woods.
And you wonder why I drink on the air, people. You wonder why I do. All right, look. We got to go to a break right now.
You want to go sales? You want to go money earned?
I don't know. Where
do you want to go? By the time they were the same age.
Okay.
It was her. She wasn't in a band. It was her.
The guy wrote Tommy. The guy wrote Who's Next.
Okay, what did she write?
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, no, I can give you a ton. Her songs are number one all over. You don't know.
Okay, look.
You know nothing about her.
On the off chance that you and I are alive in 20 years.
She's 25 years old.
I'm saying on the off chance you and I are alive in 20 years, which is a really good chance that it may not happen because you may kill me and then they're going to execute
you. You don't know anything about her.
But my point is that...
Your point is you are just saying you are like an old man in baseball going, the players that come now will never be as good as the guys that I grew up and loved. You give youth no credit.
I give youth lots of credit.
You don't even know. Well, nothing about her.
I know she's not Pete Townsend.
Name me one of her songs.
You couldn't have done it unless you just Googled her. So that my point.
No, I actually saw with Podesta after the one. What fight we watched? We watched the Sugar Shane Mosley against Pacquiao fight. They had her thing on. Fascinating.
What a disaster!
This woman is really talented. But you know what? You know nothing about her.
You're talking about arguably the greatest songwriter in the history of rock music.
Your generation, you're saying that no one will ever be as talented as those people that are near. There's nothing they can do.
I'm not saying nobody ever will, but I got news for you. It's been going on 45 years now, and still there's no one sniffing Townsend. There's no one sniffing Lennon and McCartney. There's no one even sniffing these people
yet. Do you even know who she is?
My point is...
You have no point. Your point is you're making, whether I'm right or wrong... You're just saying the people that I love from when I was growing up, no one else can touch them.
Chris,
and I don't care if I know who they are.
There were horrible bands back in my day that
you
were very
don't
popular.
Know her body of work. So how is that a fair judgment if you can't even scout the body of work?
Okay, I'll scout the body of work, but I'm telling
you. No, you just admit it. You haven't.
I haven't.
You're making a judgment on a player you've never seen.
Exactly. But, again, okay, that's like getting up there saying, well, this guy's coming up. He's been in the league now for about 4 or 5 years. Boy, you know what? I think his work is comparable to Ted Williams. What are you, high?
Her sales.
So what?
Wait. That's fine. But how do you make how do you give an opinion on someone you've never even seen? You've never listened to. You don't. You live in a genre that's called classic. You don't even know. You've never even been around it. You don't even watch. You don't even. I mean, I don't even know if you have cable TV.
I have cable.
You have HBO. Her Monster Ball thing was the number one thing on HBO.
I didn't watch it. I have Encore. I prefer Encore. I prefer the art channels.
You are making an assessment on someone you've never seen, and you know what? Shame on you for that. Whether you're right or wrong, the fact that you're saying that I am right, even though I haven't even seen this artist perform, shame on you.
Okay, that's fair. I'll look her up.
That is fair.
But I know I'll be right.
That is fair.
I know I'm going to be right.
You're making an opinion on something you've never seen, you don't even know. That is just so narrow-minded. You know what, Jerry?
What?
For such a free thinker, it really shows you're very narrow-minded.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
You're listening.
You know what? No.
I prove a point once again.
No. You know, to this day, don't get me started on this one. What do we got here? Almost 7 minutes before the hour. An update next, kids. Sirius and XM Channel 93. This is Sports Overnight America. Enjoy the Who.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply. Promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
But the real excitement, of course, is going to come at the end of the summer during Sexual Awareness Week. We import 200 hookers from around the world, and each camper, armed with only a thermos of coffee and $2,000 cash, tries to visit as many countries as he can. And the winner, of course, is allowed to rape and pillage the neighboring towns until...
God, Meatballs was a funny movie. Chris Makepeace, if you remember him. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93, along with Claire Torrey. A great gig in the sky, on the Dark Side of the Moon, for which she was paid £35. She got it on the back end with writing credits. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the number one training device used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. You even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code BASEBALL to get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Before we get to the NBA, I'll just let you know your Final Four, so to speak, in college football. And, man, if you're Penn State, you got to be pissed. Bama, Clemson, Ohio State, and the Huskies of Washington. There you go. NFL scores, here we go, boys and girls. Denver takes care of Jacksonville. Big shocker there. 20-10 was your final. A late safety by Kansas City, no joke. 29-28 over Atlanta in Atlanta. Elsewhere, Detroit, they take care of New Orleans. The final was 28-13. In the snow in Green Bay, and it was so much fun to watch this too. The Packers take care of Houston. Final score, 21-13. There was also some snow going on in Chicago. And that was fun to watch, unless you were a Niner fan. My God, are they horrible or what? 26-6. The Bears are 24-6. 24 points, by the way. That is their high total for the season thus far. The Niners, 12 games. They've given up 100-yard rushing in 10 of them. And I'll be damned. My computer completely froze up on me. That's not a good thing. Huh. Well, we will let you know that Oakland beat the hell. Not that he beat the hell. It was a good game, actually, from Buffalo. 38-24. The Sunday night game, that was the brutal one. Seattle 40-7 over Carolina. Ouch. Come on, computer. My Ravens smoked the hell out of the Dolphins 38-6. Hello there. Damn it, Pittsburgh won. Yeah. There is no God. Seriously, my computer just completely froze on me. Oh, well. We'll get to it next hour. iHeartRadio Live, by the way, that little bit of an update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Number one training device used in the bigs, go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code baseball. You get a great deal for the Pro Hammer bat. And follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight. Kind of lazy about Twitter. If you'd like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. My parents had a sense of humor. God help each and every one of you poor SOBs. Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. You have found Sports Overnight America.